Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, it is hour number two. I'm coming to you from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, overlooking the big old Mississippi River. And I'm looking at the big highway bridge that comes across right here. I shot a video out there talking about Ron Paul earlier. I got a whole bunch of videos that I'm going to be uploading to the YouTube channel and PrisonPlanet.tv here today. And we'll be posting those at Infowars.com. After the break, I am going to start going to your phone calls. There's a bunch of other top stories at Infowars.com. In fact, let me go ahead and go over there to that site and tell you some of what I'll be interspersing with your phone calls. This is some really bad news, but the head of the TSA, Pistol, 2 years ago said, well, we're starting the naked body scanners, and there'll be opt-outs at first, but soon it will be mandatory. And they're upping the radiation power, you name it. And they're also groping people, I've noticed, after you go through the scanners. They implied that that was for the scanners. No, they want to put their hands on you. So it looks like air travel will soon be out of the question for everybody who doesn't want to be groped and violated, but then soon they'll just be on every highway. In fact, they're already there. I'm saying soon. It's soon they'll be everywhere. TSA questioning body scanner opt-outs. So this is just absolutely horrific, this federal power grab. They are hell-bent on absolutely wrecking our society. More and more people are refusing the naked body scanners, and so they are moving to do this, refusing to be irradiated, treated as suspicious behavior. So we've got to say even more, no to these criminals even more, because we've got to start saying no to the highway checkpoints, the basketball, football game checkpoints. This is just an overthrowing of our entire system of government. Also, globalists push internet control, freak treaty at the United Nations. And also, again, Ron Paul is being cheated out of Republican nomination, counterterrorism, and northern border drug strategy tied to perimeter security deal. Yeah, they said in the SPP documents from 5 years ago that they would use border security as the pretext to get rid of national sovereignty and actually integrate North America. Also, counterterrorism and northern border strategy deal will be used so they can control who brings in the narcotics and only shut down their competition. Also, regulators harm small businesses and protect corporations. Big article, the National Poll there, showing the American people get it. Also, big news, Google caught violating browser privacy settings to track users. Turns out that with Microsoft and Apple, with their browsers, that even if you block the Google cookies, they still track what you're doing and get around it, which is illegal. But they don't care because they're NSA, and that article by Paul Joseph Watson breaks that down as well. Really important article. Also, we've got a compilation of videos and documentation with Adam Kokesh on why the media ignore the veterans for Ron Paul rally yesterday. That was a big success. Two powerful videos with Nigel Farage, of the UK Independence Party, Greece being destroyed by EU fanatical ideology. That is just some of the info that we've got right now up at Infowars.com. And don't forget, we're also streaming video of myself here on the road, and that's all online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. But your phone calls straight ahead after this quick break, and we'll get to James, Ken, and many others that are patiently holding right now. And Gerald Celente is coming up. I'm on my way to Orlando, driving to avoid my family being molested by criminal, out-of-control, federal, pot-bellied, pedophile pieces of absolute un-American trash. Will they ride back as we continue to expose the murdering, psychotic criminals that have hijacked our government?
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it live. I can do it. I don't need a teleprompter. It's shocking. I'm gonna write it live, like Bill O'Reilly says. And that was Sting taking us out tonight. See you back tomorrow. All right, we are back live, unscripted, and we're going to be taking your calls this hour. At the bottom of the hour, I knew this was coming. They said they'd do it 2 years ago. TSA questioning body scanner opt-outs and now threatening to stop people from flying, saying you might be a terrorist. They're pulling people aside. We've got press reports of this and getting in their face. Hey, I find it suspicious that you, a pot-bellied sack of garbage, want to stick your hands in my pants or grab my genitals, and that you have me walk through an area that thousands walk through in my socks, getting flesh-eating bacteria, you know, MRSA, all sorts of funguses, viruses, bacteria. I find it suspicious that you want to wear gloves like I'm dirty and bad, you punk. But you're not going to change gloves, violating all sorts of regulations. I find it suspicious that you're a big enough idiot to sit around radiation machines that on record top scientists have said, the New York Times even, are giving you cancer. And you go, they tell us it's safe. I don't like your conspiracy theories, Jones. Yeah, I hear your show. This gives off 1/1 billionth of the radiation. Careful enough to cancel your clothes. Mm-hmm. The fool has said in his heart there is no radiation coming out of an X-ray machine. I mean, I don't know what to say to you people. And again, folks are like, you don't like it, just don't fly.
Then Obama says, hey, don't worry, last year's State of the Union, not this year's. He said, we're going to have nationwide trains, 200 miles an hour, no more pat-downs. Of course, he already knew for 5 years before that they'd been groping at New York, Boston, Dallas, Chicago, and now in Dallas, they're just everywhere. People all over Dallas were like, I saw them, I saw them. We were driving past the DART stations and saw little TSA signs that they're helping. The feds are here. There's no jurisdiction, and these aren't even sworn officers. You know, there was a time when the FBI even took. Well, actually, I've had the FBI at my office a couple times over the years. They always have an Austin cop with them. I've had the ATF there, and they had an Austin cop with them. I've had the Secret Service there. Didn't have an Austin cop, I guess, because it's for the El Presidente. The Praetorian Guard doesn't need to come snooping around. These guys always show up, like they have federal badges and wearing a suit. You're supposed to start just going to the bathroom all over yourself. I'm always, you know, you work for a narcotics trafficking murdering group. Just want to get that straight here. I consider you criminal. You may not be individually criminal, but I consider your entire organization criminal. You got that straight? And they're always starting to smile at you. Sometimes they kind of bow up, and I go, I don't care. The government runs giant child kidnapping rings. I'm done playing games with you. See, I recognize the bad guys. You understand that? I recognize who ships guns into Mexico and drugs back to the U.S. and gets caught in federal court and doesn't get in trouble. You only bust the little guys. Now, I know that about half of the feds, and probably 75% from the research I've done of police, are actually dealing with real crime and are compartmentalized. And you're called idiots and morons by the dark side. And that's on record from Serpico and everything else, that you're known as the morons, as the chumps. And when you try to stop those above you that are criminals, you know what they do. They blow your head off. Or they plant something on you. Or they say, you didn't fill these expense reports out. Kind of like Colonel Schaefer started exposing government involvement in 9/11 and the fact they were blocked from killing bin Laden when he was heading up the main hit teams. And they just said,
cell phone calls over to his wife. He shouldn't have been using his private, his government Pentagon phone to call his wife when you're allowed to call your wife when you're at work on your Pentagon cell phone. They tried to remember that when he testified before Congress about Stratus Ivy and Able Danger, and then suddenly they were talking about criminal charges for a cell phone bill of $60-something dollars, and yes, they actually talked about pens that he may have taken from the office. You heard me, plastic pens.
The guy is such a goody-two-shoes. Cell phone bills and plastic pins. Plastic Pentagon pins. There's pins missing from the office. I can buy like 50 pins and stick them in a cup and they're gone in a week at my office. Well, I'm sorry. I'm covering up for criminals now. Oh my gosh. $60-something dollars in cell phone bills and some pins. Meanwhile, the naivete is what is allowing this to happen. And I'm done playing games with it. I'm done living in this world of denial. So I'm going to be getting into that report and a lot more. But it's an action alert here. Yeah, I saw some of the commenters last night, and I'm going to your calls when I shot a video at a truck stop gas station. We were gassing up the InfoWars RV that I have to use because I will not be grubbed. And I will not have my family grubbed because I can't handle it. There's already been an incident where they started groping my daughter once, and it didn't go well. And nothing ever happened of it because they didn't want, I guess they didn't want the image of somebody standing up to them. But I can't handle it. You may think in America that enforcing deadly vaccines on you filled with cancer viruses and mercury and lead and everything else is good. You may think 2,000-plus percentage point increases in cancer is good. You may think all the neurological disorders and diabetes, type 1, 2, and 3 off the chart. You may think all this is good. I see through it. But we have more articles today, more articles with links to new declassifications where plutonium was injected into people at U.S. hospitals. What would happen? You come in with a car wreck, concussion, broken leg. They take you in, don't tell your family you're there, put you in a coma, and start removing your teeth,
and cutting your bones out and autopsying you while you're alive. Only one guy, the only reason this came out because it was in police reports, was able to, I guess the drugs wore off, and was able, you can read the documents right now on InfoWars.com, government admits it, climb out and crawl out of the hospital. You're like, how did hospitals do this? Most big hospitals have CIA agreements. 1968, they released a bioweapon in the subway, killed a bunch of people, and had their army doctors in the hospitals in deals to not treat people when they came in with the unnamed bioweapon illness and treat them. But again, trust a government that's been caught shooting people up with syphilis, giving kids polio, giving us SB40 over 100 million Americans, government admits. Let's just trust them and take a vaccine and go in their naked body scanners and have pot bellies stick their hands down our pants. I mean, this is what goes on. This is the la-la land. See, I'm not crazy. What I am is angry enough and primitive enough. I'm enough of a throwback blockhead. That's what my grandpa would call himself, my dad's dad, and call his sons. You know, he called all those oldies, Texas-type folks, you know, throwbacks. Of course, throwbacks are the type of people that can get the job done. But the point is that I am primitive enough that all their propaganda, all their drugs, all their chemicals still can't cut off my lower brain function. And I can intellectually access info, but only because my primitive brain and my subconscious is powerful enough to override everything. And you've all got that too, folks. You just got to turn it on. It's right there. You know, in a fight, they call it opening a can of you know what. But in life, it's called getting fired up and getting serious and getting focused. And all of you got it. There are people out there listening right now. If you just got angry and focused and committed to the truth, you would defeat and smash everything the New World Order has built very, very quickly. Okay, your potential has not even begun to be realized. And I need you to activate and get aggressive with these people. We've got to beat them. We don't have a choice. We've got to get motivated. We've got to commit and get activated against the New World Order. This is not a game. It's not a drill. It's not a joke. In fact, it's already scrolled off the main page. That's the one problem with InfoWars.com is we got so many great writers and researchers that this stuff, it was another Tony And there's thousands of cases of these. I mean, the government admits, it's on the Department of Energy site, that 4,300 and something, I forget the exact number, 4,300 and something kids, foster kids, in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and of course that's all it's declassified up to. They keep it secret after that. They would take them and fry them. Some of them they'd partly cook. Others they would hit so hard they would be screaming in pain and like melted, cooked onto the radiation chamber. And there were descriptions of even the federal doctors who were eugenicists would complain about it.
Well, it's for the greater good. We have to test on them in case there's a nuclear war. These are foster kids anyways. They would have gotten this kid's blind, this kid's deaf, bring them in, and then just...
And the kids are like, I got to read the descriptions and frying on the thing. That's what the good guys did. It's for America. And of course, I'm just supposed to be a coward to these people and not fight them. People are like, well, they are murderers. Why are you fighting them? I mean, a cow, if it's in a pen and it knows you're going to kill it, it's going to start bucking and trying to get out. And that's a stupid cow. I mean, look, you don't get away from these people groveling to them or serving them. You get spiritual death that way, and probably physical. The only way you get true fulfillment is going head up against these people. And I don't understand how that's something special, ladies and gentlemen. The fact that men standing up against bona fide, sickening, stinking evil. Best way to describe evil is the smell of rotten meat. Giving into that is giving in to the end of who you are. I mean, I just will not be part of it. This is a no-brainer decision. Where is that article? It was very powerful. I read it this morning. It made me sick, even though actually, they're saying this is declassified. This stuff has already been out. It's just this particular case, was it on Prison Planet? And isn't even on InfoWars.com? This is driving me crazy. Hey, guys, call Watson, because I know it was on one of the websites like 5 a.m. this morning when I woke up. And this is driving me crazy. Oh, here's some other stuff I just found. Bovine cells being added. All right, I'm going to go to your calls, I promise. I digressed into that. Guys, will you There's a new article about plutonium being injected on Infowars.com. I'll find it. It doesn't matter. It's up there.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born.
Oh, man, I tell you, this is like Laurel and Hardy here. I am in Baton Rouge, and that's why I hate electronic keys. We got a late checkout in this room, so I could supposedly do it from the hotel and not the RV and have better connectivity. And so during the break with my pollen burst from InfoWarsTeam.com, and yes, that was product placement, I want my B vitamins and my bee pollen. It's awesome. I went out to get some ice out of the ice machine, and I have my card. And my wife and kids are out at the museum and places here in town. Then the key isn't working, and I go, oh, they must have not reactivated the key for late checkout. I'll go down. I go down. They reswipe it, come back up with plenty of time. Doesn't work. And then I saw some manager and had to convince him that I wasn't an arch criminal trying to break in, had to get him to open the door and come in here and see that. I said, open the door. You'll see radio equipment. I'm on. Convincing and get him in here. So here I am. This is driving me completely insane. By the way, GCN, they did send me the article. It's at InfoWars.com. It went up this morning. It's already scrolled off the main page. Revealed U.S. government program secretly injected citizens with plutonium. Okay, now I'm going to start going to your calls 15 minutes to the next hour when Salente joins us, interspersed with that news. We'll only have time to go to one now in this short segment. We'll get to James, Ken, Jet, and Mark, and Anthony, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. James in Texas, welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello there. I got a word for the propagandists. Pernicious propagandizing pornographic prostitutes.
Okay, folks, I think what we did is we used to go on the road, and I'm just going to go to break, come back with to James, Ken, Jet, Mark, and Anthony when we can properly
go on the road and just use Skype in the last year, and it almost always worked just fine, even when I was in rural areas. Now, they built this really fancy box that's got all sorts of encoders and connectors to it, and since we've been using it, it's been having problems everywhere. And I finally got the engineers agreeing with me that it's this box that is having the issue, which is supposed to be a backup. But then when we start running three Wi-Fi connections in here, it is going to cause all sorts of problems here. So I'm going to try to figure this out. I need to get some help on this during the break. And we'll be back with your calls and all this incredibly important news straight ahead. Again, I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Here's the site the system doesn't want you to read or see and is trying to censor. Let's not let the globalists win. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to
to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes and place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon.
We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we whooped the bloody British at the town of New Orleans, which is just a little bit south down the old Mississippi River from where I'm sitting in Red Stick, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I tell you, I like the cooking in Louisiana. We ate breakfast down here at a little bitty old restaurant. It was full of cops at about 6 a.m. when I was in there eating. And I don't know why it was full of police. It has really good food. But if I ate good old-fashioned cooking like that every day, I'd blow back up the old way I was. All right, without further ado, let's now attempt to go to your phone calls. Then I'll get into these headlines. TSA questioning body scanner opt-out, globalist push, internet control freak treaty of the United Nations. Ron Paul's being cheated out of the Republican nomination. Counterterrorism and the northern border drug strategy tied to perimeter security deal. Regulations harm small businesses and protect corporations. Google caught violating browser privacy settings to track users. Adam Kokesh on why the media ignored the Veterans for Ron Paul rally. UKIP, Nigel Farage, Greece being destroyed by EU fanatical ideology. Iran holds air defense drills as IAEA says Iran blocks access to key nuclear site. Major escalation. Thai religious leader says anti-Iran terrorist behind car bombs. Monsanto's BT corn to be sold at Walmart without markings. You're not allowed to know. That's the freedom. Revealed U.S. government program secretly injected citizens with plutonium, uranium, loving murder. Got to hear about folks being dissected live. Links to the government. They want you to know about it. Nothing like dissecting you live. You have a car wreck, go to the local hospital. The government runs a secret area of it. Right outside while nurses and families are out there visiting people. You've got a gag in your mouth and they're chopping you up. Because you've been chosen for experimentation. Truth is we're all being experimented on because we're just animals, according to them. Continuing. Even defense contractors are supporting Ron Paul now. Election 2012, just one more crafted illusion. Minority Report-style advertising rolled out in London. That is just some of what we've got. But now, let's try it. Let's do it. This is it. James, Ken, Jet, Mark, Anthony hung up, and then Derek. James in Texas, let's try it again. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello there.
Hey, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a name for the news media. Pernicious propagandizing pornographic prostitutes.
That's a good name, but again, I don't think it's bad enough. Just total deceiving, Satan-worshipping minion service. I think communist pedophile services is a good name for the CPS. I think that's a name that might actually grasp it. That's good. I'm not saying you're bad. I cannot come up with a name bad enough for them. Traitor slime media, establishment bootlicking media. Say yours again. I mean, it is pretty good.
Pernicious propagandizing pornographic prostitutes.
Yeah.
Triple P.
I mean, traitor media, treacherous media. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Global Entry came in from Lima, Peru. I was down there this last week, and I saw they were pushing that. That's kind of hooked to Fast and Flux and TSA Pre, Sentry, and Nexus.
Yeah, they're trying to get you into the opting into being a trusted traveler. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the trusted traveler of the Heimat, you know, the homeland.
Which then gets you to accept for everything to be pre-approved. They're saying to have a credit card or have a job, and they're beta testing you with the groping and the x-ray scanners to condition you to accept being pre-approved for travel by them, which they then turn a right into a privilege. And that is their admitted plan, where you walk through these big tunnels that scan you and face scan you passively. But the really trusted folks, they get to go all around that and just be face scanned. Now, did you opt in to be trusted with your North American ID card they've had out for 4 years? Or did they pressure you to go through this? And are those that are actually doing it being body scanned and groped still? Because, you know, they said when they go to these smart tunnels in the future, they're already testing at some airports, that still you'll be pulled aside sometimes and given the groping, because that act of domination is important sacrament to the pedophiles.
There's a $100 application fee non-refundable, of course, if you pass, even if you have a misdemeanor, you can't get the Global Entry. Fast is a Mexican trucking, and Flux is for Mexican nationals, and Nexus is for Canadians to come into the United States, and Global Entry is for Americans. And Dutch citizens are in on that, too. I think that is Sentry.
Yeah, and it gets confusing, but it's all basically the same systems from what I've read. And then for, 4 years or so, they have those TV ads, and I've seen people that have them. It's that national ID card that works in Canada and Mexico, and it's reciprocal. I forget the name of that, but how does that tie into this?
I don't know, but you get declined for a misdemeanor, but not for running guns or whatever.
Well, that's right. You're allowed to ship guns into Mexico if you're the government, so they ship drugs in. Now, again, that's another thing under Homeland Security. They're saying you can be on a no-fly list or not even get a job if you've had a misdemeanor. Well, who doesn't have one of those? Luckily, I don't think I've ever even pled guilty to anything, so everything's been thrown out, being arrested, protesting and stuff. But did you apply for this?
No, I didn't. I just saw the advertisement in the in-flight magazine, and then I actually saw the first kiosk at the International Airport Houston coming in. One little kiosk out of all the other kiosks, so it looks like it's going to be probably expanded out in the future.
Well, yeah, but they've got to pressure you to accept it, and then they'll just add the groping on top of it. They've already said that. They never get rid of any of it. They just keep laying more and more on. And then all the former heads of Homeland Security, they all make hundreds of millions of dollars, sometimes individually, off of it. But the globalists are happy to give them that, because this is just all about total control for the mega banks. But they're all just complete insider.
Generally, right now, my statement. Thank you so much. Great points. James, Ken in Missouri, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Thank you, sir. I fly an awful lot in my job, and last week I'm standing in an airport, and I see my U.S. representative standing over the corner. Nobody even recognized him. So I walked up, introduced myself, and I said, sir, how do we overturn NDAA? I said, you outlawed a law that's been on the books since 1878. And he said, well, I really don't think we can. He says, we tightened up language, but I don't think we can. And I just kind of deadpanned him on that one. I wanted other questions, so I moved on. I said, the death signal is going to turn into a circus. Any chance that you're not going to be able to just keep right on going with the death ceiling? He said, nope, it's going to keep on going up. So we talked, and I said, finally, okay, if we don't defeat Obama, I said, I sincerely feel like this is going to be the last presidential election in the United States. And he just cold-eyed. He said, you're probably exactly right, sir. And I just took a real deep breath. I said, well, thank you for your honesty.
Well, let's stop right there. You talked to your representative at the groping facility, at the slave training facility. I'm in airport at the enslavement rollout training NCAT. And then he said, you're probably right. You want to tell us who your representative is?
Well, Southwest Missouri. People can figure that out. He's just newly elected. A Republican. And held off a pretty good campaign, seems to be doing fairly well, but for him to come out and just say, okay, there's nothing about NDA that we cannot overturn is just, I can't fathom. If you can pass it, why can't you unpass it?
Well, I'll tell you why he said that. He's been probably read the Riot Act that we're under an emergency, which the country is, but still it's illegitimate because Congress is really above the president, not co-equal. Of the three branches, Congress is the strongest because it has the greatest separation of powers, and it's the lawmaking facility. First, they taught that when the country was founded, that it was slightly elevated above the others. Then they taught co-equal. Now they teach that the presidency comes first, then judicial, then legislative, which is completely backwards. The president executes and is not even the commander-in-chief until a war is declared. And then in the prosecution of that war, he is a dictator, but only over the armed services. Okay. And only over the prosecution of that war. But under the War Powers Act of 33 and what's been expanded out since then, remember 4 years ago we made a big deal out of this and congressmen talked about it. PDD 51 in the cover sheet said that for any emergency, including economic or unnamed emergency, the president can suspend Congress for 6 months. And then Congress can't even review it or the president doesn't want to in 6 months. That is a dictator. And then Congress people, the head of the Homeland Security Committee, you can just type this in. We wrote articles about it. There's videos on YouTube. Said, I'd like to see that. And for 6 months, they said no. And he said, well, I don't know what's in it. Are you planning martial law or something? And, you know, we know that some of the people threatened that, like during the threats for the banker takeover known as the bailout in 08, threatened martial law. But it doesn't matter. The cover sheet, the three-page synopsis, says dictatorship. And so they're just announcing it. So now, see, Obama said, I want NDAA passed, and I want the power to secretly arrest whoever I want. To play a warfare game, he said, I'm against that bill. Take that out. While behind the scenes saying, I'll veto it if you don't put it in. Then they pass it with that in. He says, don't worry, I'll veto it. So people hear that. Then he goes ahead and signs it on December 31st at 6 o'clock at night, Hawaii time, almost midnight here, so that no one is even aware of it. And so I have debates with people. They say, Obama, he's not for that. Don't you lie about him, you dirty Republican scumbag. You know, it's the same thing people said to me. I don't want to hear you again say that George W. Bush was against the, was for the assault weapons ban. I told the story of a guy in McBride's walked over that worked there. Was like, he didn't get too mean, but he looked at me and he said, Alex, I hear your show. I don't like you lying about Bush saying he was for the assault weapons ban. And I was like, but he is. And then one of the owners, because I recognized him, went, no, Bob or Bill, whatever his name was, he is. And they're like, oh, oh. Again, it's like, It's like Obama didn't do that. Bush didn't do that. It's all part of their military op of just deception. When the tanks were ramming Waco, machine gunning people, with the flare footage of the infantry behind it and the tank maneuver shooting, the government said that those are not men shooting. You could see them in clear black and white. And this is not an assault. And they were broadcasting. Come out with your hands up. It's not an assault. And so Obama says, I'm not for the NDAA.
And
Bush isn't for gun control. He just pushes for it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I talked to a lot of people, yada, yada, yada. 8 out of 10 people don't even know what we just talked about. And that's the most concerning thing. That combined with the Patriot Act and then the Obamacare, this is not America anymore. And for my kids and my grandkids, you just have to Lord, let us pray a little bit harder here. But I'm not seeing people wake up like I wish they could. And you got to fight the fight. But wow.
Well, here's the deal. It varies which area you're in or who you tend to run into. Some areas you find 60-70% are awake, some places 5%. But every number and every globalist internal document that gets leaked, whether it's for more scholarly publication that they don't consider the public even privy to, even though it's public, they say the elite's in trouble, and their actuaries show that there's a huge awakening, and so they're battening down the hatches to try to suppress us. Remember, 3% started the war against the Redcoats when they kept pushing. Or fought back. The Redcoats actually started the war. 5% won the war. So it's always 5% that decide things. And the globalists are less than 0.1%. And I guarantee you, we got about 25% that are really starting to get it. We got 10% that are really hardcore awake. 30-40% that are somewhat awake. But you're right. I'd say on average about 65% of people, they know all about SportsCenter, all about LeBron James, and all about Tebow or whatever. And that's fine. It's just I wish they knew about socialist health care, world government, and even the NRA coming out last week. And this is confirmed now. It's not just me saying it. Obama does plan to use fiat ATF edicts to ban semi-autos next year. So it's on. And listen, the cops will come and will SWAT team your house and will try to make an example out of you. To scare everybody to turn their guns in. They're going to do it. And I want people to understand, and I want the police to understand, if 1/100th of gun owners out of 200 million stand up, that's now 2 million people that are going to fight you. And that's going to be a civil war. All because a bunch of globalist traitor criminals gave you orders that were illegal. Don't follow them. I'm not some macho guy that wants to see a bunch of dead cops. How about we just don't go along with this if that's what's ordered? God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Even dumbbells are more awake than they were. But look, thumb-sucking dumbbells, for whatever reason, I'll bet you money their ancestors weren't involved either. You know, a lot of this is about bloodlines and families. I don't care what color you are, but everybody knows certain families, certain people stand up. Other people have always been followers that sit in the ditch. It's up to us to lead them, okay? We've got the truth. The enemy's got the lies. All we need is courage. We win, period. You just got to have the will. We'll win. Let's go ahead. Doesn't mean we'll win the first fight either. We just got to persevere. Let's go to a Jet in Canada, then Mark, Derek, and John. Jet, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm calling you about some of the things the previous guy had just talked about. I think Ron Paul is the only hope for America. And I hope that American people can get up and start to get their message out. Make some YouTube videos. There's a spot on the internet called Blog TV. It's live TV. You can be on there for as long as you want for free and start talking about this NDAA and the dangers that come from that.
You're right, and people, again, don't just think as Alex Jones is covering something that it's now been told. The power is when you tell it, whether it's to 10 people or 100. Get an access show. Do a website. Do a local paper. Do a local blurb. Make copies of films. Get active. And then we've had success.
Anything else yet?
You can be on there as long as you want. And I'm a former American, and I left America right when Obama was running for election because I knew what was coming. And I love America, but I will never step foot back in that country as long as he's there. And that's a shame. It's a shame to
even
say that.
Where have you moved to? Tell you what, stay there. I want to ask you where you moved to. I'm just interested because it's admitted the greatest exodus out of the United States that's ever happened is happening. And it's mainly the wealthy and ultra-rich. They are running so fast. They've done a great job ruining the country and selling us out and soiling the nest. Just great job, scum. Great job ruining in America. I want to hear more from the caller where they run to.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He will answer anymore.
Not the way. You know, I think I answered my own question. Looking at the computer screen here, Jet says that they're calling from Canada. And so, I mean, why did you decide to leave when Obama looked like he was going to get elected? I mean, how did you know that he was the real bellwether to the full takeover of America?
Tell that by looking at his face. When he's up there presenting himself, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. You could tell he's a liar. He's a liar. That's all he's about. And another thing I want to make clear to all the listeners, I mean, I listen to you every day and I have for years. when you leave America, even though Canada is somewhat free, you do not have the freedoms that you have in America with simple things like cell phones. You don't have a doctor and dentist on every corner. I mean, sometimes it takes 18 months just to get in for a hand problem into a doctor. You don't have the freedoms that you do in the States. So I'd like to make a challenge to every Alex Jones listener to take 5 minutes and pick up a phone and call your White House, call your local representative, call your senator, whoever, and tell them you want this NDDA out.
I hear you. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I think it is important to call these people, but I also think it's important just to call your neighbors, your friends, your family, or other people randomly and say, these crooks aren't listening to us. In a lot of ways, I think when we call Congress and they get 200 to 1, well, Dianne Feinstein says they got 2,000 to 1 phone calls against the banker bailout. But the average congressperson said about 100 to 1 calls, and polls showed 99% against. I think the crooks then just hire more SWAT teams, more drones, more police. I mean, they know you don't like them. They know you don't appreciate it. But they're up there stealing and robbing us blind and giving government contracts to their own wives and husbands' companies on record. And when they get caught, they say, oh, we're allowed to. We're members of Congress. That's called the Fuhrer precept, that they're above the law. Okay, we're going to go to Mark in Utah, John in Georgia, Scott. Folks, we had another one of those little hiccups. I've never had this happen on the road. This might be the end of me going on the road, whatever's going on here. Whatever reason it is, I thought the road was getting good enough to be able to do this. And whether it's just where we happen to be every day or whether it's the new things we've done, I'm just tempted to go right back to just good old-fashioned Skype the way we were doing it everywhere that worked good, a few cutouts here and there. Again, more of your phone calls coming up, and then Gerald Celente is going to be joining us. Don't forget, we got 15-day free trials at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.